Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson there at the beginning of the service, especially verse 9. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna and the highest. And so, Hosanna. Interesting cry. The people of Jerusalem had lived in anticipation of this date. Down through the ages, down through the generations, they told each other, the Christ is coming, the Messiah, the one who will come and bring the Word of God, bring salvation from God, bring forgiveness from God. He will give the law new and it will be completely different, and then in his hands it will turn into simply a message of love from God, that God has taken away our sins and that God has redeemed and forgiven us. That is what they were told in the Old Testament. Of course, the Pharisees and the chief priests were not paying very good attention on that part. So, the people of Jerusalem, let me paint the picture here. Days go by, and day in and day out, it is much the same. Life without the amazing acts of God. What was there in their existence to lift them out of the ordinary, out of the mundane? And where is God in all of this? And, let's make it worse, living in a time when the Romans were in control, their nation was occupied. Everything seemed to be going off in the wrong direction. And where is God? And living out their days without the signs of the greatness of fame and achievement in their lives and things dragging on. And not only was life and each day ordinary, but they were ordinary. And knowing somewhere deep inside that there is supposed to be something more. And where was God? But then, there was word of this prophet Jesus. A prophet, a teacher, a miracle worker, and who knew what was going to happen next. And he was coming to Jerusalem. Well, the leaders of the Pharisees and the chief priests had said, don't listen to him, but there were those miracles. Let's recite a few of them. The feeding of the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Walking on water. Healing the lepers, healing the blind, healing the deaf. Feeding the 4,000. Healing of the man born blind. And then, raising Lazarus. Next town over, Bethany, raising Lazarus from the dead. And there was a big feast 6 days before the Passover. Jesus comes into Bethany and they give a dinner. And Lazarus was there. And the Pharisees and chief priests were saying, what are we going to do? The whole world is going after him. And put the miracles together with his teachings. The Sermon on the Mount. Look at the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, and God feeds and God clothes them. And the parable of the Good Samaritan, showing that God reaches out with his love in some of the most surprising ways. The story of the prodigal son, where it is the love of the father, who in the parable is obviously God calling his people back. and the invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, things could be different, couldn't they? And Jesus came riding into Jerusalem, and the crowd was shouting, Hosanna. And the word Hosanna is a fascinating word. Hebrew is an odd language where the letters change in the words, but it's still the same root word. And so the root word of Hosanna is a word that in Hebrew would be pronounced Yasha, which is the same root word from which somebody's name is derived. The word Yasha means salvation, and this person was born to be our salvation, and his name in Hebrew is Yeshua. And Hosanna is just another form of that word. And so I find this continually fascinating, that as the crowd welcomes Jesus into Jerusalem, what are they shouting? They're shouting his name. A different form of the name, yes, but they're shouting his name. Salvation. Salvation now. Salvation here and now. Salvation, salvation, come into our world. Salvation, born for us as salvation, rides in on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey, and here he comes. Salvation with hands and feet. Salvation, knowing our needs. Salvation, hearing our prayers. Salvation, who was there in Jerusalem to bring salvation. Because hanging there in the background is the prophecy of Zechariah. Your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And so he comes, righteous and having salvation, with salvation to bring, but it is not that he just brings salvation, he is salvation. They didn't know the whole story. They didn't know how it would be completed. Not even the disciples knew. They all thought as he came riding into Jerusalem, this was it. He was going to claim the glory right then and there. He was going to claim that earthly glory. But they didn't realize what kind of a king they met. What kind of a king they needed. Yeah, that got a little bit tangled there, didn't it? And Jesus enters the city. And he is not only salvation, he is not only the Messiah, he is not only the Christ. He comes there in the season of Passover, marking the dates of the calendar according to Exodus chapter 12. He comes into the city on the 10th day of the month. He waits until the 14th day of the month, and then it's the Passover, and as the 14th turns to the 15th, it is time for the shedding of the blood of the Passover lamb. Back in Egypt, they would take the blood of the lamb and set it in a basin in the middle of the doorway, and dipping the bunch of hyssop tied with scarlet yarn, dipping in the blood of the lamb to mark the top and the sides of the door. Please tell me what I just did. I made a cross. And so they did in Egypt. Made the sign of the cross in the blood of the lamb to mark their doors so that death might pass over and they could be set free. And on from that day, that was to be a continual memorial for them to look forward to the day when the one who was called the Passover Lamb by Paul would ride into Jerusalem to be the true Passover Lamb. He is the Lamb of God whose blood bought our forgiveness and freedom. And the crowd welcomed him. And they didn't really know who he is or what he was there to do. He is the son of David. and that makes him their king. The one who has a right to rule, it makes him our king. And he has a right to rule in our lives and to control every little part of our lives. He is the king. He has the right to rule because he is the one that we can trust completely with our lives. He is the king who comes back to the prophecy of Zechariah, righteous and having salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey. He is the king who comes to serve. The only king in the entire history of the world who comes to serve. To be a servant in every part of our lives, to care for his people, to hear our prayers, to know our needs better than we do, to feed our souls with the word of life, to call us by his name, washing us and putting his spirit within us, to feed us with the bread of life, the living risen from the dead with all the power of Easter, body of the risen Lord, to let loose the power of his rising from the dead within us, body and soul. And in this way, to bring us into eternal life with him so that we could share the eternal life that he has. So he comes in the name of the Lord to open up the kingdom of heaven. And he comes to open up the truths of heaven. A nod toward where our confirmands will be sitting tomorrow morning at the 8:15 service, who have gone through 2 years of having the truths of the kingdom of heaven opened up, having to memorize, having to recite, having to do lessons, having to study a 270-page book, plus the catechism, plus a workbook with 70 lessons. A nod to them because they were faithful in doing that part. They studied their lessons. They recited their memory work. And they heard about the kingdom of God and about the truths of God and about how those things change our lives completely and totally as the Lamb of God comes for us and comes to be our Passover Lamb. How to welcome him. Well, the crowd that day shouted, Hosanna! And hidden in the word is the name Jesus. And we sing our songs. And in our songs, who are we singing about? Jesus. We pray our prayers. Who has invited us to come and pray? Well, that is Jesus. And Sunday by Sunday, we come to the table of the Lord. Who invites us to his table? Jesus. And what does he give us? His true body and his true blood given and shed for you. At that point, the kids could complete that for the forgiveness of sins. So we celebrate and we worship. And for many of us, we think back and we remember. For me, it was 2 years of going to confirmation classes on Saturday mornings. For many of you, it was also practicing, rehearsing, reciting, memorizing, standing there in front of a congregation like this. And then being received into membership and told, you now come to the Lord's Supper. You have the body and blood of Jesus given to you, the living risen from the dead with all the power of Easter, body of the risen Lord placed on your tongue, and the blood that is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins given to you to have in your body, and the words of Jesus given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins to be put into your soul by God Himself, who speaks those words into your ears so that they can be in your soul, and so that His words, His promises, and His gospel can take hold of you and hang on to you all through this life, carrying you through on into eternal life. How sweet that is. How many of you remember your confirmation verse? Mine was John 10, verses 27 and 28. I'm going to admit something right here in front of y'all. It starts out, "My sheep hear my voice." It was given to me by the pastor that I just wasn't very good at paying attention to when we were having confirmation class. And it's like, tag, there's your verse. That verse chased me down. That verse took hold of me. And that verse has become kind of a theme. The Good Shepherd speaking to me. And so it is with the Christ who comes riding into Jerusalem that day. What for? To rescue His people, to call each one individually into His kingdom, to give each of us eternal life. He still pursues, still calls us, still invites, and still is the Good Shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen.